Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Secondary schools, apparently they're completely reliant on parental contributions to stop going into deficit. And we're told the average cost of the voluntary contributions, about €101 per year at primary level and €140 at secondary. I want to know, what are you paying today? John is with us on the line in Kilkenny. John, do you pay voluntary contributions to your school?
Yeah, I have three kids, so it's three different schools we paid them to.
And what's the average cost?
I think between the three of them, I think it's roughly about €600 a year, thereabouts.
Just about £200 then. It's above the average I mentioned.
Well, no, one of them, there's two in secondary school and one in primary school.
Okay.
So it's about, it is about average. I think it's about £240, £250 for the secondary schools and about £100 for the primary school.
For the primary, yeah. And how sort of voluntary is that voluntary contribution, John?
Well, we pay, I'm not trying to be saying we're flush for money now, but we pay, we can afford it. But I have one year we were kind of delayed on one of the schools in particular, and they sent out, and next thing they sent out a reminder to pay. So to me, if schools are sending out a reminder to pay a voluntary contribution, it's not very, it's like a bill. It's like a bill that has to be paid. It's not very voluntary to me. So that's my thing. Some people can afford to pay it, no problem. Some people can afford with a bit of, but some people can't afford. So, you know, if they're going to send out kind of reminders a couple of, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after you get the initial letter looking for it, that doesn't seem very voluntary to me. It's more like it's a bill, it has to be paid, here's the reminder to pay it. So I have a problem with it being called a voluntary contribution.
Yeah. Call it what it is. Just call it the school charge.
It's a school charge, exactly. It's a school charge, Andrea, in a country that is supposed to be, that all the kids are supposed to get a free education. Now, that came back in the 60s, but if you have a child starting secondary school, between iPads and books and everything else, it's costing the bones of €2,000 just to get your kids started off. And then there's a voluntary contribution on top of it. I mean, I don't understand that, but I understand the schools are struggling like the rest of us and whatnot. But every week you hear the tax return for this, that and the other is in the billions. So if the tax return to the country from different businesses and whatnot is in the billions, why are our schools and our kids looking for these things? Why isn't it just looked after like
okay. So John Boyle is on the line as well, John. John Boyle's the General Secretary of the INTO, the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Are schools completely reliant on these contributions, John?
Absolutely, Andrea, and John is correct. You know, it was in 1967 that the late Minister Donal O'Malley announced free secondary education. And the incredible thing that happened around then was that so many people who couldn't afford to go to school at secondary level ended up going to school. But there was a negative impact for primary in the sense that the funding that used to be available for primary up until that point then had to be divided between primary and secondary. Secondary was given a stipend to get them off the ground, I suppose. And ever since, the primary sector is really the Cinderella because, for example, in a primary school, you get €1.10 for the child for the day. And that's to heat the place, to put on the electricity, to buy classroom materials, to get the classroom cleaned, to pay the insurance for the classroom. So if you have 25 kids in a class, that's walking out €27.50 a day. I mean, there's absolutely no way that can cover it. And of course,
sorry, that's what you get from government, from the department, is it, John?
That's what they get, yeah. €1.10 a day. It was €1 this year. It's going up to be 10 cents next year. That brings it back to what it used to be 13 years ago. Like for the last 13 years, there's not many bills didn't go up. And the school has to stay open. The minister is totally against voluntary contributions. So am I. But the difference between me and her is she has the power to do something about it because she holds the purse string. She has the money.
But sorry, so, John, but just to clarify something, just for a moment. So on top of the actual running of the school, for all of the other supplementaries and the miscellaneous and all of that kind of stuff, if you've about 25 euro per class, classes in a school? You might get 200 quid, would you? Roughly.
25 kids in a class, you get 27.50 for the day. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, 200 kids.
It's about 1,000 a week.
In a school. 1,000 a week. That's to cover everything now. And that's to cover the cleaning the place, to cover the classroom materials that John was referencing there, because we have a modern curriculum. We need technology and so on to help out, to pay insurance, heat, electricity. I mean, schools are turning off the heat now from the month of March because they've no money left in the kitty, and they've to wait until June to get the next stipend, which is supposed to be for next year. So, like, we are campaigning pre-budget this year for a 20% increase in all these funds. Now, there is another grant that comes, Andrea, to maintain the school building. That's, to keep it fresh and painted and fix the gutters and all that. You get 10 cents a child for that for the year.
10 cents. But that's a structural grant. But the actual keeping the lights on and the heat on and the insurance for the playground and all of this kind of stuff is euro 10 cents per day.
Yeah, and look, we're in the lowest part of the ladder across the OECD. We're 10% less in primary in relation to investment than the OECD average. We're way less than we are for post-primary. I mean, I can't understand, like, I was a primary principal. There was a secondary school up the road. When the children suddenly turned 13 and went to the secondary school, they were worth 150 euros more to pay the same kind of bills for electricity, heat, classroom materials. So there's a big deficit between primary and post-primary. But post-primary are also struggling. And the way that the paper today was talking about parents are handing over 30 million. I mean, that is a gross underestimation. I mean, the average for primary is 100 euros, and there's 550,000 kids involved. So we believe that the differential between what the government's spending and what it costs to run schools in primary and secondary is closer to 100 million. And that's why we're demanding in the budget now that there be an increase of 40 million for primary the next budget.
Some of the texts on this, John, listener says, I've two children who they're in primary school in Dublin. We pay 250 euro each for the voluntary contribution. Now we get a 25 euro sibling discount because we've got 2 quid. They're paying 500 quid in voluntary contributions. It appears on the online payment system as a debt until we pay it, says this listener. Another texter says, my children, they're in school in Spain where there is actual free education. You've no uniforms, you've no contributions, you've free books. The only thing I pay for are the field trips. The most was 20 euro, and that was for a trip to Granada, which I thought was fair enough, says this listener. John, our listener there, the parent in Kilkenny. John, when you hear John Boyle talking about like the 1 euro 10 cent per day to keep the school operating, Do you mind now, or do you begrudge paying the school voluntary contribution when you hear that?
No, I don't, because the way I'm looking at it is, when you hear when I just said reference earlier about all the billions that they're getting taxed, and then the schools are suffering. Like I know of schools where the kids are they're outside and they might have a ball, but they're not allowed to run after the ball. They're not allowed to run around the place because of fear of the child falling over, getting hurt, and the insurance claim going in against them. Now, I mean, my problem is the word voluntary. I mean, it should, as you said earlier, maybe it should be down that there's a school charge every year and it has to be paid to help the school. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, our kids today are the future of the country. That's the way I look at it. And when they have kids, their kids are going to the future of their country and so on and so forth. But, like, I mean, it's the whole thing you call a voluntary contribution when it really it isn't a voluntary contribution.
You don't see it, yeah.
And
this text from
some people. Sorry.
No, I was just going to mention this text, John, just when you talked about the letter that you got, the kind of the reminder letter, to pay the charge or the contribution. This listener says, we were also late paying 1 year due to being just purely disorganised. My children were informed that they wouldn't be allocated a locker unless the voluntary contribution was paid. I thought it was a very cynical way of humiliating the children who've no control over their parents' ability or desire to pay a voluntary contribution. Like, that's not really fair, John Boyle, is it?
No, most certainly not.
Like, that's really humiliating the kids.
I was a principal teacher myself, Andrea, and, you know, we introduced a voluntary contribution back in 2011 because the government cut the funding by 30 quid a child. So at that time it was 200 and was reduced back down to 170. And we'd become used to running the place under 200, and there was this big shortfall to be made up. And we introduced that charge. Obviously, we had the siblings discount as well. But we used to write to the parents in bold print that this was voluntary and that any family that didn't have the means to pay it were to ignore the letter. And there was a considerable number of families at the time under pressure because it was difficult times in Ireland, and they weren't able to pay it. Mm. But what it did do is it went some distance towards making up the differential because the government had let us down so badly. But it really does beggar belief that we're 13 years on and we're still getting the same 200 next year that we were getting back then. So it really demands government to increase it.
There is the point too, I have to say, John, from, you know, quite a number of the texters today who say that they're quite happy to pay the voluntary contribution for the simple fact that they're now going to get the free school books from the next term, and they'll just put that money into the contribution instead. Simon Lewis is on the line. Simon's a principal and also the host of the If I Was the Minister for Education podcast. Simon, how big of an issue is it to try and get the voluntary contribution money in as a principal in the school?
Well, I thanks for having me on, Andrea, and I don't want to repeat everything John Boyle there said, and he summed it up really, really well. But we've made a point of not having a voluntary contribution in our school, but it's getting harder and harder every year to kind of manage that, because as John was saying, there hasn't been an increase over 13 years in the capitation. Andrew Bashley, as he said, pays the heating, the lighting, the insurance. But all of those bills have gone up hugely in the last 13 years. I mean, insurance alone is at least double in all schools and probably more in others. And, you know, there's we've never had enough money to pay for a caretaker and secretary. And again, in all schools, that's a grant called the ancillary grant. You get enough money to pay one, but not the other. If you're in a school, you do need both. So again, some of the money that has to come from there. So essentially, you know, as year after year after year, we're just hearing more and more schools having to borrow money from their parish office, like if they're a Catholic school, or just go in debt. I know a number of special schools were in the news a few years ago. I don't know if you remember yourself, actually, that ended up having to get emergency funding from the Department of Education. It's a huge struggle. And you're listening there about the school books. We haven't had the school books grant announced yet for primary schools. We don't know if we're even getting it. And that kind of leads us to
another
problem.
Why would you not get it?
We haven't heard. And the suspicion is it might not come. And I don't know. John might know more than I do. But there's just been no announcements. And we heard, like the problem for us is we can't budget because we don't know when the money's coming. The ancillary grants only came in last week, a few months late. And again, nobody knew how much they were going to get.
Simon, I thought it was announced last year, was it not, that you were going to get about €100 per child to buy the books?
€96 last year. But this year, the only announcement that's been made is that junior cycle students are getting this. We haven't received anything yet about primary. We've a few of us have asked, and we'll be told in due course. But that means, again, we're just sitting here waiting to hear whether it's going to happen or not. If at the end of this phone call I have an answer to that, I'm sure there'll be 3,500 principals in the country very happy to hear. But we don't know. We just don't know.
John,
and we don't know about,
well, John, do you have any update on that?
I do, but I have to agree with Simon. How you doing, Simon? I taught Simon years ago, so we're very good mates. But anyway, Simon is right about the point in that schools have so much uncertainty about the payment dates, and it's just not acceptable. I wrote to the Secretary General of the Department on the 5th of January looking for a major overhaul in the way schools are funding. And this was a big bugbear that schools never actually know from month to month when they're getting the next grant. Now, there have been four grants announced in the last month, to be fair, between technology grants and so on. But the one in relation to the primary school pupils grant for books, free books, That grant is due to come next week, but unfortunately it has been reduced since last year's €100. The thinking apparently the department has is that it's been reduced marginally, is that the whole scheme was designed that schools would bank some of the books for this year and that they wouldn't need as many for the year ahead. So that's disappointing, but at least there's going to be certainty in relation to when it's coming next week. Obviously, it's going right up to Leaving Cert, and we're getting a rollout of free school meals, and all these things are very, very welcome, Andrea. Mm. I'm sure.
But that's the thing, isn't it? There's so many more, you know, little things than there was, John, 10 and 15 years ago.
But you see, that does help parents, there's no doubt about it, and helps families under pressure. But meanwhile, we have principals like Simon pulling their hair out because they don't know from month to month whether they're going to be able to balance the accounts. And you know, in a country where 60-odd years ago we were promised free education, it makes absolutely no sense that school principals and board managers have to struggle in this way.
Should parents not have to, Simon, though? Should parents not have to contribute something? Even if it's, I don't know, what, €40, €50? Like it's fairly split, I can tell you, you know, on WhatsApp here today, the number of people who say they, like, yes, it's an issue, but they don't mind making some contribution to their child's education.
To be honest, Andrea, I don't think parents should be paying voluntary contributions, whether they're voluntary or not. You know, I think it's a public school system. We don't ask to fundraise for the guards. We don't ask to fundraise for any other public service, particularly, you know, although I know there are some fundraisers in some hospitals the odd time for things, but it shouldn't be that way in a country where we have a lot of money and we do underfund the education system. And I just find it astonishing, like, that we're kind of, if we wanted to buy a computer equipment, that we have to have a cake sale. Or
is that how he operates? Is everything on the cake sale nearly the same, well, or some form of...
There was talk of that. I mean, I remember 10 years ago that there was a thing where, you know, all the, when the interactive whiteboards came along in 2008, they were some clever principal came out saying it was funded completely by cake sales, and he wasn't wrong. There wasn't ICT funding for at least until 2017, and last year it just didn't arrive. So the problem for a lot of us, apart from the underfunding, is we don't know when the money is coming. I have a friend, a principal, yesterday who expected her grant for her caretaker and secretary to come through of a certain figure, and €468 came into her account to pay for a cleaner for 8 months. She doesn't know what to do with herself. And, you know, that's just one principle of many principles that are just coming out.
Well, I'm conscious that there's probably a lot of people, Simon, as we are chatting here right now, you know, going in to collect children at primary school, or maybe they're going in the next hour, and, you know, maybe they've had their eyes opened somewhat today as to the cost of, you know, having your child in school each day, and the balancing of the books that has to go on at the principal level. This texter says there's nothing voluntary about it. Our primary school billed us £250, and we got two reminders signed by the priest, no less. George in Cork says our school's voluntary contribution is far from voluntary. The school insists on it and sends reminder emails. It's like the debt collector, and offers payment plans as well, according to George. Children in primary school, we have children in primary school. We can well afford them. We've no issue with this. I think the funds should be going to the other schools that need the money more. There's a Desh school that should be getting all of the funding, says this texter. Another texter pays £500 a year in my son's school in Dublin, and they don't have a principal or a vice principal since last year. Apparently they've two or three classes, free classes every single day. Another listener in 087 1400. I've completely forgotten the number. 1400, no, I've totally made a mess of that. 087 1400 106. That is the number. We four children in the same school. We get no sibling discount, says this listener. The voluntary contributions asked for twice a year, with reminders sent on the school app as well. You get it through the WhatsApp Parents Association. Also appears on as a charge on the school app. And another one for the moment. Our school had a €50 compulsory donation at the start of junior infants last year. The school doesn't even pretend to call it voluntary. There's 144 students in the year, so that's £7,200. If all of the A classes have the same, that's around £44,000 the school get from parents each year. It's to cover the photocopying and the insurance predominantly. Apparently, the amount is small, but per family, so I don't mind it, as I understand they're underfunded. But I do think rates should be reviewed every year. Tell us, what are you paying in the so-called voluntary contribution to your school? 087 1400 106. That is the number. John Boyle, Simon Lewis, John as well in Kilkenny there. Thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.